HIV/AIDS was first announced in Nigeria by former Health Minister, late Professor Olikoye Ransom-Kuti, in 1996. Although it came as a faceless disease, over time, a human face was put to it. Government and non-governmental organizations worked tirelessly to ensure that people became aware of what HIV is, ways of contracting it, its management, and most importantly, ensure that people living with the virus are not stigmatized. But it appears that efforts to eradicate stigma seem not to be yielding the desired result, as the society still avoids people living with the virus and regards them as walking ghosts. Mrs. Ajetumobi Ganiyat Adeola, who is living with HIV, says her sister drove her out of her house because she has the virus.
I was positive 2013. Immediately they heard about my positivity, people started running away from me. My husband ran, and my immediate junior sister chased me that if I should live inside the room with her husband, that I would infect her with the disease.
Medical experts say, although ignorance is a major factor, frequent complaints by people living with the virus, especially on payment issues, arising from the withdrawal of donor agencies, as well as people living with HIV not wanting to disclose their status to their loved ones, added to the stigma. The Director General, Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMA Lagos, Professor Innocent Uja, whose institute is one of the treatment centers, believes that HIV/AIDS is like any other disease, and celebrating it will only make the matter worse.
It's not a pride to have a child, so nobody should celebrate it. What we should do is to prevent it and ensure that if we are lucky enough to have survived this, even if you have to go for other treatment, health is very expensive. The options are, if the federal government can subsidize the services for these and others, including cancers, then we would say fine, but we have to choose whether we want to live or want to die.
The coordinator, Positive Life Organization of Nigeria in Lagos, NIMA unit, Mrs. Nwachukwu Okechi Mabel, says perhaps if positive persons began to open up to their loved ones, stigma would be a thing of the past. She says a lot of people test positive to the virus every day, but are silent about it, and this makes it even more dangerous. According to Mrs. Okechi Mabel, the issue of confidentiality should be given a second thought.
I have a lot of single. I'm looking for husband, though. I want to get married. Okay. Are you ready to tell the man, or do you have a boyfriend? Yes. Does your boyfriend know? I won't tell him. I've told about 3 people and they ran away. So he continued telling them, the one that will marry you will stay. Our people have to wake up. I agree with people that said we should not, HIV, because I don't see anything so special. People may be offended, but that is just the truth.
Corroborating the point, the coordinator of Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS, Lagos State Chapter, Mrs. Aminat Ali Agbola, believes that non-disclosure is an issue because other members of the family can easily be infected without knowing it.
We've let our own people understand that HIV is not standalone, because HIV is not a big deal. But we still have to deal with the issue of disclosure, because most people living with HIV are out of job and they're into petty trading. And some of them that have the courage to disclose have been laid off their work. We have human rights even as a person living with HIV. You can have HIV and still work wherever you have.
Are there laws protecting people living with HIV from stigmatization? A lawyer working in the area of HIV/AIDS in Nigeria, Jumai Danuk, says there are laws, but people living with the virus are afraid to follow through due to stigma.
I'm in support of partner disclosure, because once they're still in childbearing age, once a partner can disclose early enough, there are things that can be done in the hospital to ensure that the baby involved does not get infected and the partner does not get infected. It's as simple as taking post-exposure prophylaxis. But our people need to be educated that there are options to ensure that both partners stay healthy.
Stakeholders in the health sector say if after 20 years of discovering the disease in the country, stigma is still a big issue, there is therefore the need for stakeholders working in the area of HIV/AIDS to look inwards and review the decision on disclosure to reduce stigma. In Lagos, Julie Ekong for Radio Nigeria.